In a dream I can see you were not far away. Anytime, any place, I can see your face. You are that special one that I've been waiting for, and I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams, I can hear you calling me. In the night, everything's so sweet. In your eyes, I feel there's so much inside.
In the night, dream delight, I want to see you standing.
All right.
So yeah, Alan, I'm feeling the financial strain. Things aren't going so hot for me right now.
Real motherfucking strain hours, is that what you're
saying? Real fucking strain hours. That's right. Guillermo del Toro is here. There are vampires here. It's dark shit.
I'm all about this vampire proboscis.
You love worms coming out of eyeballs.
You know it. That's worming, baby.
That's why you're a huge. That's worming. Is eyeball. Eyeball specific?
No, see, that's a joke, because worming is what you call when you lick somebody's eyeball.
Oh, my favorite fetish. A real thing that I found out on Mon Mousse, which you should have heard in our latest cast of Monster Girls.
I don't remember that from... Oh, in the last one, you mean the OVA.
Yeah.
There is eyeball licking in that. I forgot.
There is some worming.
I usually just go to think of Jojoline with the bug fight.
If any ladies out there, if any sweeties want to send me the white of your eyes... No pupils, though.
No pupils.
No irises, nothing. I just
Russ actually refuses to look at anybody in the eye, only like from the like side glances so he can catch the whites of their eyes. He's actually a really big Revolutionary War fan, and he took that whole Bunker Hill, don't shoot until you see the white of their eyes. When he shoots, he means he's coming, and he can only come if he sees the whites of your eyes.
Bunker Hill sounds like a butt, if you think about it. Like,
I usually think of Archie Bunker, but okay.
Okay, well, Archie Bunker makes you horny, but not me.
Yeah, well, what about his wife, Edith? Ooh.
Old sitcoms do the opposite of horniness for me. They make my dick invert. And
what about I Dream of Jeannie?
Care nothing for it. Leave it to
Bewitched?
Beaver. Even with Beaver in it, the name, the fucking kids, you just piss me off so hard. Beaver.
Well, now hold on. Now
shit.
Wait until you read some of my Eddie Haskell / June Cleaver fanfic.
Yes. What else? But I'm feeling major financial strain. I'm losing my job soon. If you didn't hear, the Ringling Circus is going out of business.
Now, Russ, can you remind the audience what you did at the circus?
I was after they got rid of the animals somewhere early last year, I think.
Yeah, around then.
I was the guy in the gorilla costume. And since I was a human, they were allowed to go all in on the
tortures. Oh, yeah. Now, PETA was like, there's nothing in the rules.
Nothing wrong with that.
It says you can't electroshock this gorilla's balls.
You remember that one match in Lucha Underground where all the fans were able to get belts?
Belts and chairs and shit.
Yeah. That was every time I was in there, because if I strayed too far to too close to the audience, I was getting thwapped with belts.
Now, and last year was especially tough for you with the whole Harambe craze.
Yeah, people were always shooting at me.
Trying to shoot you.
But they could never miss, they could never quite hit me, which I'm very lucky for. But there were some with rubber bullets who did hit occasionally, right in the balls too, as they were getting electroshocked. And nothing would stop them. You'd think like a big cackling bolt of lightning a la Pikachu would stop it, but they're rubber, so they're immune to electricity.
That's
so
true.
That means they were able to.
This is what I've learned from the Pokemon anime.
Yeah. And so many terrible things. And the guy who was being paid to be the lion now, he kept biting my bottom all the time, and I would leap up in the air and start screaming.
Now, is that one of those butt biting bugs that I hear so much about on Crunchyroll.com?
No. This was a man in a lion costume.
Wait a second, that's Ravi, the ass eater himself.
Ravi was just chomping on my ass any chance he got. He was so jealous I got the gorilla's costume, because, he's a big Phoenix Suns fan, and he loves the Phoenix
Suns
gorilla.
Have we ever discussed why the Phoenix Suns mascot is a gorilla?
No.
Why is it? Gorillas don't live in Arizona. The climate they live in is like a rainforest, which is not... This is the opposite of Arizona. Why is it a gorilla?
Because the most popular thing in the state of Arizona is to beat the shit out of circus gorillas.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah, they can't do it for the last 50 years, so now they had a guy in a mascot costume who they're always waiting to mess up a dunk and hit their head. Which is why he's so good, because you can't give the audience what it wants. You know what I mean? Because if you give them what they want, then you lose your integrity as an artist.
Oh, it's like that one Kanye song. He gives you what you want. Might not be what we need.
So they usually took their frustration out on me. You know, it was like 50 years of pent-up rage.
That's kind of what our podcast is in a lot of ways for me, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, like, one of the most racist states, and, like, they hate gorillas? It's terrible.
I mean, yeah.
It's just a terrible state.
I think we need to address the gorilla problem before we address the problem of human injustice, if you ask me.
Yeah. And so I just kept getting beat to shit by all these people tasing me, shooting me with tasers.
Hey, Hey, Russ. Don't tase me, bro.
Hey, don't tase me. Go, gorilla.
Go, gorilla.
But I did get
Go, go, Godzilla, like the Blue Oyster Cult song? Or
I don't know.
I don't know what that joke was. I was just
trying to transition. I think there was a Go, Go, Gorilla. What is that from again?
You're thinking of Go, Go, Godzilla, which is a Blue Oyster Cult song.
No. I've heard Go, 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 Gorilla. It might be a Banana Splits kind of thing. It could have been that one,
It could have been, like, a fucking Weird Al parody.
Could have been the Gorillas. Like, I was at a Gorillas concert, and somebody yelled, Go, Go, Gorillas! Because they love anime singing.
Now, Russ, I got something.
I love when anime sings.
This brings back to do you have a gorilla dick again now that you're fired, or
I want to say it's gotten a little girthier since my Vol Cell power has kind of returned it to its proper state.
Now, Russ, are you team pullback? This is what I'm getting at.
No, but I am young Pope back. I back the young Pope.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense to me, because I checked, you said that your dick kind of looked like a fleshy Pope hat.
It's true. That's right. And now I've actually put a little Pope hat on it, because I'm hoping the sweeties out there love the young Pope. I'm hoping it's the next big show.
I mean, from what I understand, it's pretty big. Unlike your dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. And maybe number one independent Young Pope podcast, maybe too. I don't know. By the end of the episode, we could be the biggest.
I hear that Young Pope is young going Pope. By Jeffrey now.
Is that a Young Thug reference?
Yeah, that's a Young Thug reference.
Okay, I didn't know if he literally... I don't know enough about the Young Pope. I was hoping you would care, you know. Because you're always
talking about
Okay, here's
what I know
about
the Young Pope. Well, I'll tell you what, Russ. I did have... I think probably because of the Young Pope, I had a prophetic dream. Like a few earlier this week. And let me tell you what the dream was. The dream was that I was in what was supposed to be the Vatican, but it really kind of looked like the rooftop garden from the Museum of Jurassic Technology.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be the Vatican, and I knew it was the Vatican, and I was running around on my hands. It was like first person, so it was like really upsetting, because I was like seeing my hands.
Doom move. First person?
No, it was real. Or like I warged into somebody's body. I might have the green side is what I'm telling you.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore. The only HBO show I think about is Young Pope now.
Anyway, so I was running around on like, and I had coconut shells in my hands and I was running using those, and I was like, and it kind of felt like the camera, like my vision kind of felt like maybe like whenever you become like the darkness power and like Dishonored 2. But I was running around with these coconut shells to make like the sound of like goat hooves to scare the Pope into thinking that Baphomet had arrived.
Yes.
And that was my dream.
Wait, that was you? I read about you in the Italian papers.
Oh, I guess I did warg into somebody's body in my dreaming hours.
Oh, gosh. It's so funny. Do you know how it ended, though?
How did it end?
Oh, he were clip-clapping around, and he loved your groove and picked up his bass. You guys cut a prog rock EP together.
Oh, that explains the new Mountain Goats album.
Yeah, that's not prog rock, you fuck.
I don't know what they are. Isn't that guy on Twitter?
Get the fuck out of here.
What is the Mountain Goats?
Piece of shit.
What are they?
The Mountain Goats is like the Mountain Goats. That's what no, I that's get when good. I eat too much. That's when I eat too much schmear on a mountaintop. No. Anyway, the Mountain Goats is an indie rock slash folk, I think, solo project with a band.
Russ, let me tell you the only only prog rock bands I know. Rush.
Yeah.
King Crimson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good shit.
That's it.
You love Weird Time Signatures.
I mean, listen, I remember there's like one Tool song in Guitar Hero.
Tool is industrial fucking
okay, but they've
metal,
got
you
but
asshole.
they've got fucking Weird Time Signatures, bitch.
Hey, whatever.
Listen, they got Weird Time Signatures and their songs are like 7 minutes long. And one of my friends is like, yeah, this song's good. Trust me. And it's like 10 minutes long. I'm like, this fucking sucks. You guys just listen.
And your high school self was like, is it about a soldering iron? I love tools.
I mean, I do love tools.
Oh, is this about my favorite Phillips .25 head on a screwdriver? And when Alan was just young and pure.
When I was the young pope.
Dark. Before you became goth, when you were the youngest pope.
In a lot of ways we begin life as a young pope. Mm-hmm. Close to God, young, free of sin.
Alan!
Yes?
Alan, let's take a quick switch from whatever topic that was.
Oh.
And switch to the new Nintendo console, which is going to flop, but luckily they had one. They have
I felt
a
bad,
Sonic
so
Mania
I pre-ordered
it. Yeah, Alan pre-ordered it out of pity. When you buy the box, you're going to throw it into a stream and just keep playing your Saturn.
I'm going to hit it with a Switch I rip off of a tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to spank your Switch with a Switch?
Mm-hmm.
All the big games got announced for it. Resident Evil 8. Hellboy The Golden Army 2.
Legend of Korra 3.
Final Fantasy X 2. Legend of Korra is going to be back for its final season, the gayest one. That's right, folks.
They brought back... It's heavily leaning into the Makora.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The McElroy Brothers game is coming out on it.
Oh, didn't it already come out?
Oh, shit. I guess it's out already.
I guess that was 100-foot robot golf. They had to scale it down for this, so it's only 80-foot robot golf on the Switch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't have that much processing power.
They want to get it exactly to scale. They're actually all Gundams. It's just Gundams. Seventh grade. I don't know. When I went to seventh grade, I got to pilot a Gundam.
Isn't that a Macklemore lyric? When I was in seventh grade, I got to pilot a Gundam. But I thought I was gay.
Anyway, where was I going? That's Shinji. She piloted an Eva.
I was in third grade, I thought it was gay because my name is Quattro Vegeta.
What else? What am I getting at here? What was the game you were most excited about? I heard Mother 3 was going to come out on it, but then it didn't.
I thought Undertale was going to come out on the Switch.
The funny part about it is when they announced the Switch, they took both Earthbound and Mother 1 off of the eShops of the prior.
I heard that if you'd bought those, they just deleted those from your hard drive.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
They charged
you
for
it
again.
It was a real PT situation. Yeah, they charged you to get it off.
They said, this console won't work until you delete this, and we're going to make you buy it again to get rid of it.
It brings your console. Yeah.
It's ransomware, really.
They got rid of NES from all versions of Smash Bros. People turned on their GameCubes, and Super Smash Bros. Melee, they just saw that NES wasn't there, but that's okay, because he sucks. He's low tier.
Oh, you mean Sans Undertale.
Bitch, trash. Yeah, Sans Undertale. They patched Sans in against Toby Fox's wishes, though.
I did hear about that. All of his attacks are very sexual, and I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah, they're very small. Small, excuse me.
Small.
What else? What other big announcements did they make that you were very excited about?
I'm really into the cuck. I'm really into one New Donk City. I'm really into the sort of sexual politics between Bowser and Mario now.
Now. I love the Super Mario Odyssey trailer because I can just tell right now it's huge flop, ripping off Sonic Adventure, and the consumers will know.
They'll know.
They'll know. But I am afraid that the fucking Donkey Kong family is going to somehow find their way into the game. I am genuinely nervous that at some point Diddy Kong will show up, because then I have to acknowledge Diddy Kong as a real character in the Super Mario universe, which I do not.
I mean, I'm kind of worried. like some of the stuff that's implied by the New Donk City is that I guess Donkey Kong's the mayor, which makes him like Rudy Giuliani or something. And also,
wait, would you say, are you saying that Donkey Kong used this political power to get all of the streets named after his dead friends?
I mean, I think Donkey Kong was like always talking about like how he's covered in the ashes of 9/11 and stuff like that, and like
are you saying
I'm saying that Chunky Kong is Chris Christie, okay, and he's trying to sell 9/11 rounds.
There's a divergent timeline here. In Super Mario 64, if you fail, Kong Island is destroyed, and Donkey Kong survives and becomes a political player in the New York area.
New Donk area.
In the New Donk area. In the other universe, Peach is able to create a powerful NASA program and send Yoshi into space once and for all.
To exile him, because we're like Cars, yeah, in a lot of ways, because he's the ultimate life form.
Yeah. So... is that what happens?
Yeah, I think so. I think Yoshi's the ultimate life form because Yoshi can eat anything and can reproduce asexually. So
I love that part in JoJo's when Cars would eat people.
Russ, that's exactly what the Pillar Men do.
It's true. Did Shadow, I guess the most powerful version of any creature is the one who can eat anything, a la the Vor Beast.
Yeah, I think he's at the top of the food pyramid, is what I'm saying.
Are you saying that you worship the Vor Beast, the ancient Vor god?
Oh, the all-consuming chaos?
Yeah, the all-consuming chaos.
Yeah, you mean the blind piper who plays at the center of the galaxy or whatever the fuck that...
Did you hear
Lovecraft
that there's a... essentially that black holes are actually giant Vor, like just the universe Voring itself?
Yeah, I got really into that, and then that's why they kicked me out of academia.
This is just like Doctor Strange or some shit. Now you're gonna have to fight Doctor Strange because you're a rejected scientist who worships an ancient evil god or something.
Oh, I'm just like that one guy, or I don't know what's his face, the bad guy from that movie. I'm just like Mads Mikkelsen.
Just like Maddie Mads.
Just like Mad Mads.
All I could think of was Sauron from Spider-Man, though I don't know if he got kicked out of academia.
I think he's just a dumbass.
Yeah,
I think he just failed because his science experiment turned into a pterodactyl man.
Yeah.
Now what about Stegron?
I mean, think about it though, like black holes, spaghettification.
I know Russ, you're really into the big jelking scene. I think this might be a shortcut for you.
Yeah.
Foreskin restoration.
I don't know what jelking is. Oh, are you saying that if I got spaghettified, I would just be all foreskin at that point?
Jelking's about penis extension by jerking off in a really violent and wrong way by stretching your dick out. But foreskin restoration, that could help too.
Okay. Well, you got me there. And one last question, Alan. What do you think of the series of unfortunate events Netflix series?
I love the series of unfortunate events, actually, Russ.
I was
a big Lemony Snicket fan.
Did you know it's a documentary about the time you got your dick stuck in a door?
I did think it was weird that Jim Carrey was following me around for that movie like about 10 years ago.
I mean, you were looking over your shoulder the whole time, and then you got your dick stuck in the door.
Well, see, I was trying to be just like my hero, Jonah Falcon, who famously enveloped a doorknob with his foreskin.
Yes.
The thing everybody knows about Jonah Falcon.
Yeah, I know that. I actually did. I don't know why I said it like that. Wow, isn't it good being 90s kid?
It is good being 90s kid, yes.
I love it. I love Hey Arnold. I love Harry Potter. I love...
Hey, Russ. Sometimes I think that Voldemort won the election.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, Russ. Wait. Sometimes I think that Hillary Clinton might be Dumbledore.
The Chosen One. Oh, Dumbledore?
And I think Peter Dow, he might be Neville Longbottom.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders, he's Snape.
The fucking Snake, yeah.
Snape.
No, he's that fucking Snake. He's a secret Horcrux.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Nagiri. I don't know why I remember that.
Oh, I remember that, because, well, obviously.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of owls in Washington now. Yeah, maybe he's the owl. Maybe Bernie Sanders, he's got the fluffy
white
hair.
Oh, that's the Bernie bird.
And big eyes.
That's the Bernie bird.
Yeah. That's the Bernie bird. Anyway, temple talk. We talk about temples sometimes. I watch the AGDQ speedrun, or as we call it, the problematic speedrun.
Oh, the problematic speedrun where everybody's transphobic and screaming all the time.
Yeah, and people are getting worse and worse every year, like faster and faster. It took GDQ no time to get terrible.
Next year, I hear the only games they're going to be playing is just like flash games of Pepe, like shitting on like minorities or something.
Yeah. They went to Temple of Time in Zelda. Also, New Zelda.
Oh, New Zelda. What do you think about the Zelda? Is it horny?
Ooh, so horny.
There's a big fairy lady. There's somebody naked bathing.
I'm gonna use the Master Sword to like lift up a Goron's little loin skirt and loin cloth.
Now you're not into the Zora or whatever.
Yeah, no.
You don't like the fish people?
I don't like slime. I don't want to be covered in slime.
I love mouthing the slime.
Yeah, you love mouthing slime.
I thought you were a big Abe Sapien fan.
Not true. I like my boys hellish, not
vicious
blue. If I wanted something blue, I'd listen to Eiffel 65, and you never see me listen to Eiffel 65. Just their little alien friends, their blue alien friends' adventures. He's funny.
Damn.
New Zelda announced. That was huge. Or, well, a date was announced.
I mean, yeah, they gave it a date.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people, I would like
to
date.
They have a hot date.
Pentagon had a hot date with a bunch of mysterious assassins.
Beautiful assassins.
Beautiful ninja assassins from the Black Lotus Triad.
I didn't think a human body could resemble a katana blade.
Yeah, but you know what? They did. And they finally, these assassins from, and I'm sorry for saying this, but quote unquote, the Far East.
The Orient?
That's basically what they said in episode
Rust. The miscellaneous, like.
They all had clearly Japanese names. They come from the Triad, which I thought was a Chinese thing, but there's three of them, so maybe that's the Triad? I don't know. But they're all Japanese wrestlers, and they all have Japanese names, obviously, so it's very confusing to me, and they all fought Pentagon Jr.
Right.
And
Pentagon destroyed
two of them. I forget the name of the last one.
To quote our permanent, third chair co-host, Ilurchin, one of them was a sneaky hoe.
I mean, they kind of all were, because they were all ninjas, or what's the term for female ninjas? I forgot.
Kunoichi, thank you.
Okay.
Or is it Kunoichi? Oh my god.
You fucking... That was a trap set by me.
Did I just mansplain? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you're always mansplaining, bitch. I hate you.
Oh, god damn it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna edit an audio of me punishing myself by, like,
pinching
my own nipple later.
I mean, you do that at the end of every episode. I have to edit out that, and I have to edit out you saying Lil Homie gay ass every single episode, because I know we'll get taken down.
Anyway, what would be a good punishment for mansplaining? What do you think?
Castration.
I'm Volcel. I mean, these things are.
I mean, I think
used.
We should do
laugh.
Maybe the opposite of manspreading, where they like we grab your legs and slam them together like a guillotine.
Yeah,
just crush your balls.
Just kind of like what they did to Johnny Mundo at that one, but like between the bars of the turnbuckle.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, so the Triad, the last one finally beat Pentagon. It was like a...
Unfairly.
And then, what's her face? Black Lotus?
Yeah,
Black Lotus. She shows up, and they break both of Pentagon's arms.
God damn.
No, wait, they break one. They break one.
El Dragon
Azteca shows up, and he breaks the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What a... dark episode. A national treasure and hero on both sides of the border, to be honest.
I think it's fucked.
It's weird that somebody could be one of the top 10 people for two-thirds of a continent. Isn't that weird? There's nobody in Canada who could... I guess Martin Short's pretty good.
Yeah.
So the only two people who can rock two-thirds of a continent is Martin Short and...
Well, Vampiro.
Pentagon Jr. Yeah.
Well, Vampiro, he's from Canada and...
Vampiro, too problematic. Too problematic. Vampiro, too problematic. Can't handle.
I mean, that's true. Vampiro was saying some insanely horny stuff during this fight with these ninjas.
He was dropping good lyrics. I thought it was a new mixtape.
I thought this was like an R&B album.
R&B or RB?
An Arby's album.
Arby's? Yeah, an Arby is a lot of cardboard art and blocking Russ Walsh again.
It's true.
Arby's hasn't unblocked me yet. It's because you haven't been working hard enough, Alan.
I mean, I don't really care if you're blocked by Arby's, I guess. I mean, I blocked Arby's. I blocked Arby's myself.
God damn it.
Because I didn't like their tweets.
I guess the grass is always greener.
Yeah, I mean, well, is it though? Because I can look at Arby's tweets whenever I want to and you can't.
Maybe not, because Arby's, I don't think they know what vegetables or vegetation or flora is.
But that's
is.
Cool, because those are bad.
Do you think they ever play Minecraft with this would be so terrible. I'd fucking hate this. What if they put out a Minecraft mod that was like Meatcraft? That's right.
Let's quit our jobs and let's go work for Arby's, because I think we can probably sell that to them.
I'm afraid of the part in our tandem interview, because we only interview for jobs tandemly.
Well, see,
that's Alan's will. It's part of the contract.
I mean, well, see, that's a good thing, because I got a good engineering job because I interviewed with Russ, and compared to this guy, I know so much more about most everything.
I lied and said that I could put my foreskin around a doorknob and they wanted to see it, and I couldn't, but I don't even have a foreskin. I don't know if I should reveal that on the podcast or not.
I mean, you did say you weren't team pullback, so.
I'm cut and clean like a diamond, but Alan couldn't even get his foreskin anywhere around the doorknob. No way in hell, but the fact he even had one
was enough.
You know what I mean?
Hey, at least he's better than this guy.
Yes.
He might not be Jonah Falcon, but.
I mean, neither of them got it. But Alan did take me to Arby's afterwards, and I got that buffalo chicken sandwich. Because
if there's one thing I know about Russ, it's whenever he sees a foreskin, he immediately thinks, sliced meats.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Lucha Underground. So that episode, that was just all Pentagon, entire episode. We watched it out of order, though, Russ. Because we forgot.
You forgot one thing in that episode, but should we spoil it or not?
What was the thing in that episode that I can't remember?
Somebody came back from the dead.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Prince Puma got resurrected from the dead.
Yeah. Much like the new film Vampire Blood Wars.
Prophet Earth Wars?
What? No, Vampire is, what is it called again? What is the Kate Beckinsale? Underworld.
Underworld.
Wars, sorry. I combined Vampire the Masquerade with Underworld.
Well, one of them is the horny director from Comedy Bang Bang, and then...
Yeah. Which itself is pretty horny name, if you think about it. Scott Anchorman, you have anything to say about that? Come on our podcast, Scott Anchorman,
please,
you coward.
Please, Scotty.
And Tony Fox, fight Tony Hawk, you Undertale bitch.
You mean Toby Fox?
Yeah, Toby Fox, fight Tony Hawk in a battle. Coward.
You coward.
You make worse games than Tony Hawk.
Remember when Tony Hawk was on an episode of Rocket Power and Otto just kept on saying, Tony Hawk. Or Mr. Hawk, over and over again for like literally, like 5 minutes on loop. It's the most fucked up thing that's ever happened.
Oh, it's actually funny. That was the episode where the voice actor gave up, like their body physically stopped because it couldn't handle being part of the hate crime that was Auto Rocket. So they just had to loop that audio.
I mean, see, the thing is that most of it was him saying the Gulf War. It was good. But he refused to say it, so he quit. That was the last episode they recorded, actually.
I can't believe Auto Rocket is part of Trump's administration.
He's part of the cabinet, yeah.
He's running the EPA now.
I mean, I thought he was running NASA.
He's running FEMA. He's running FEMA, and he's having people like, hey, instead of running away from the storm, why not surf it?
Why not surf the hurricane, bro?
Come on, what are you, a little wussy? I hate PC. He's too extreme for PC.
And I heard that he put the squid in Guantanamo Bay for beefing it too much. You beefed it, squid.
That's right.
You beefed it and shared all of our secrets. You're a traitor.
Reggie helped him get the position, but he still won't let her into the White House in the press corps. It's fucking bullshit.
Now I heard that Reggie's basically replaced Otto's wife.
I Temple Talk.
Temple Talk. Oh, Sexy Star got beat by Johnny Mundo. It's bullshit. And this is
fucking bullshit.
This is just like the election. I hate it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my god. Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
What? Maybe Trump ain't Voldemort. Maybe he's Johnny Mundo.
Maybe he is Johnny Mundo, and maybe all of his stooges are the worldwide underground.
Oh my god. Taya is.
Taya is that lady Kelly Conway or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Tomi Loren? What's her name again?
Maybe her. I don't know.
Maybe who's to say?
Taya is actually his daughter. Ivanka or whatever.
The Darewolf.
PJ Black. Oh, it's PJ Black. The Darewolf. He might be the Breitbart man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, Bannon?
Bannon, maybe. I think he probably drinks.
No,
and is like
not
a
even.
Bunch of drugs.
He can't be even. Like, who's the dumbest? Ben Carson?
No, he doesn't talk quiet enough.
No, he doesn't talk quiet enough. He doesn't talk.
Well, wait. Who's Angelico? Or not Angelico? Who's Jack? Whatever this fucking face is. The fucking awful man.
And Sexy Star Hillary Queen Yas Queen Abuelita.
She is my abuelo. Peter Dow is the Mac.
Yeah.
And Bernie is who's a traitor to Hillary? Who's a traitor to Sexy Star?
Chavo Guerrero.
Chavo Guerrero is Bernie in his poncho.
Guerrero is, oh my god, I'm such an idiot. God damn it. Chavo Guerrero's. Anyway,
Robin Minute.
And, who's the Peter Thiel?
Peter Thiel, Vampiro, because he's always trying to drain the blood of young people.
Yeah, that's true. You got me there. Okay, starting Robin Minute. Let me get the app open. 3, 2, 1, go. Robin.
Let's see.
She watched the Nintendo Switch stream and didn't like a lot of it. She doesn't like the Nintendo Switch.
I think she didn't like. She thought Zelda's design is bad, and I kind of agree. I don't know. It's not that great.
I like it.
I think it's okay.
Whatever.
It's whatever.
Whatever. Who cares? I'm gonna die. Puyo Pop Tetris.
Oh, whoa! Is that on Switch?
Yeah, that's coming to Switch, and it's coming internationally too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you ever heard about this? That's like the best game coming out.
It's not the one where you can be like Dr. Cat or Dr. Fish in space or something.
Yeah, you could be Dr. Katz. It's got squiggle vision.
Oh man.
What's his son's name again? Jonathan?
Probably.
I think Jonathan Katz was his name. I can't remember his name. The guy that
is this the critic again?
Bob's Burgers. No, it's the comedian with Robert De Niro.
Oh, the comedian from Watchmen.
Anyway, hey, that's canon now. DC, remember that?
Oh yeah.
That's it. Well,
hope you like.
That's
hope
it.
You like DC canon, Robin?
Spoiler alert.
What was up with the big, okay,
everybody knows about that.
What was up with that again? It was like the end of their big like infinite crisis or like their new crisis or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And like the end of it, and at the end of it, Dr. Manhattan's there doing something.
Now there were subtle hints at it. I think subtext has turned into text because I think Batman found the comedian's badge.
So what happened? I'm so confused.
So there was a period of time. So there's been all these reboots, and all the characters got kind of grim and gritty and sad, and there was lots of death.
Yeah, that's been DC Comics for a while.
Yeah, people couldn't form relationships or friendships anymore, or couldn't have. And the Flash, Barry West's Kid Flash, I don't remember his name.
Barry Allen.
No, that's real Flash. That's real.
Wally West?
I think it was Wally West. Yeah, I think you're right. Or the one that came after Wally West, I can't remember.
Kid Flash, I know what you mean.
He's been unstuck in time.
Oh, like the
And
Kurt
he was
Bonica.
Trying to invest. Yeah, he was trying to investigate why it got so sad and depressing, and he found out it's because 10 years of vital, like, friendship and collaboration and kindness suddenly disappeared, and somebody stole it, he thinks, and it was heavily implied the person who stole it was Dr. Manhattan from The Watchmen.
Why?
That's what they're gonna get to now, I think.
What does he want with it?
I think it's a heavy-handed metaphor for that the Watchmen ruined everything.
I mean, yeah.
But actually, Rorschach is super cool.
Actually, Rorschach is me. Have you seen my avatar?
Yeah. Alan, I think you really know a thing or two about what's really going on in gaming, much like how Rorschach really knew what was going on in the streets.
When Mario and Sonic and everybody else in New Dog City looks up at me and screams help, I'll whisper back, no. when the gutters of New Dog City are filled with blood. God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's really weird because you said zero compromise in the face of Armageddon, but then you picked flowers or picked up scrap for an hour in Fallout 4, which seems sort of compromise. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, you can't pick flowers. Are there flowers in Fallout 4? I think I was getting Skyrim mixed up.
Flowers is in Skyrim.
I think that's got to be a...
There are plants you can pick in Fallout 4, but they're not flowers. They're like fucking potatoes.
Microwaved cabbage or something.
They're like potatoes and like fucking... You can grow like mute fruits or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fruits, the sweetest fruit of them all, the fruit of the gods, pizza, Domino's goes. It's time for Domino's goes.
Alan, that doesn't make any sense.
It does.
It's not a vegetable.
It can have vegetables on it.
Ronald Reagan.
That was ketchup.
I thought they said pizza was a vegetable or something.
I think it might be. They said it counts as a vegetable because it has like tomatoes on it or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trader Joe's frozen pizza. I had one of those. It's very bad.
Oh, Joe. Yo, Joe, what's up?
Well, it was actually Trader Giotto's, because Giorno, I don't fucking know. This is my fucking JoJo's Part 5 pizza.
Yeah.
Because Trader first of all, is it okay that Trader Joe's is, like, changing the names of, like, it's like Trader Ming from China. I'm like, is that okay? Trader Jose?
Pardon me? Excuse me?
Like,
really?
Did you not know that that's a thing that Trader Joe does?
I probably looked at it in the past and just didn't think too hard about it.
Because, like, every single thing, like, all their ethnic food is, like, Trader something, and then it's, like, ethnic name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it's Trader Giotto.
When you licked the pizza, like, you started, did you lick it all the way and then go,
this is the taste of a liar? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the pizza was bad. It was a Supreme pizza, and it was, like, thin crust. But the crust was, like, not exactly...
Graham cracker crust?
Kind of, yeah. It kind of had like a grittiness to it, almost like a cornmeal pizza, but not.
Yeah.
It was just not good.
I do not like cornmeal pizza.
I don't like it. I like thin crust, but that crust was just garbage. Mm-hmm. The sauce was kind of fucked up. The cheese was not anything special. The rest of the toppings, they looked good like on the box. And when I even like before I cooked it, like it looked pretty decent. But I feel like the cheese was too plasticky and the crust was like cardboard and kind of gritty. And man, it was bad. I didn't eat it all.
It sounded like you ate like a Fisher-Price children's fake food pizza.
Yeah, it felt like a fucking like Easy Bake Oven pizza.
Yeah. I never had an Easy Bake Oven. Any good?
No, because you're cooking food with a light bulb. Are you kidding me? You know what?
Part of me wonders, you know what the best, has anybody ever made
the best thing instead of an Easy Bake Oven? was the little bug oven that you like you got like this little like liquid like plastic goo and you put it in a little like mold and then you put it in an oven with like a super heavy duty light bulb and then it like cooked it until it turned into a little plastic bug toy.
Yeah. Do you think anybody's ever made marijuana edibles with a Easy Bake Oven?
Probably. It's like a Vice video, Russ.
That sounds like a Vice video. Hey, if not Vice, hit me up, I'll do it. I'll spend the $80.
Danny, please get us hired by Vice.
She does work for Vice.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
Danny, what's the weirdest thing you've ever smoked a bong, smoked a weed through?
Smoked a weed Danny, through.
Yes. Danny, what's a funny rap thing that you could tell us about?
Please.
About white we're dying person here. Doing. Yeah, we're dying in the streets.
We're dying here.
I ain't got a job.
I mean, I'm doing actually pretty well, money wise.
You could actually cover me. You could actually cover me, because as a former guy who got beat in a gorilla costume, people shooting me with...
I mean, that sounds like a Vice story.
Yeah.
Russ, what kind of pizza do you eat?
I've had so much since our last episode, and I couldn't figure out what to write, so I was... What to write down on our beautiful spreadsheet that just has every single pizza we've ever eaten eliminated. So I'm going to say the thing is, everything I've eaten though is stuff I've covered before. I had Pizza Hut again recently. It's the first time in a long time Pizza Hut wasn't terrible, but that's mostly because it was really, really thin. I think when we ordered it, it was like a super thin crust, and it was so greasy and oily that it covered or disguised any of that like sweet, sugary taste that crust usually has. So I kind of liked it, but it was so oily.
Yeah. Hey, what else? What other kind of pizza? Anything else?
I also had Fino's again. Fino's, a local bistro and pizzeria. And I had their Yubi Gun, which is olive oil and pesto base.
Mm.
And then mozzarella. And then artichoke hearts and mushrooms.
Hey, Ross?
Is it what?
I've got to run to the bathroom really quick.
I didn't know the description of that pizza made you vomit.
I'll be back in like a minute. Just keep recording. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm gonna debut my latest podcast, so get excited for that, everybody. List of Rocket Power characters, and we're gonna play a quick round of are they gay, straight, you know, what's their sexuality. I think it's, I'm thinking about spinning off in its own podcast. Okay. Carla, gay. Chester McGill, gay. Cleo, gay. Conray Blanc, straight. Daniel Rocket, asexual. Doug Dullard, sapiosexual. Eddie Valentine, gay. Fannin, Greg's biographical timeline. Hey, that's, get out of here. Kent Chin, gay. Keona McConney, bye. Lars Rodriguez, bye. Lonnie McConney, straight, I think, based on... She was the one who married their dad, I'm pretty sure. married Raymundo. Mackenzie Benders, gay. Major Mad Dog Madison, bi. Theodore McGill, gay. Merv Stimpleton, asexual. Also me. Who's Merv Stimpleton again? Ugh. That was the neighbor. No, he was Volsell, that's for sure. Because he never fucked Violet, his wife, once. Never. Anyway. Nolani McConney. Gay. Nolani's unnamed lady friend. Gay. It's a scum's wish situation. Auto Rocket, I don't even want to say because I don't even want to fucking give him the time of day. You know what? Straight. Auto Rocket is straight and bigoted. Hateful. Hateful, hateful, hateful. Paula Dullard. Bye. Pie Piston. Gay. Who's Pie Piston again? Yeah, gay. Loves Lars. Loves it. Well, Lars won't give him the time of day, though. It's dark shit. Real tough. More Scum's Wish stuff. If you think about it, Auto Rocket's kind of like the American Scum's Wish. Or maybe they influence it. I don't know what kind of cultural effect that Klasky Chupo has on that, you know, that part of the world. Couldn't tell you. Raymundo Rocket. By Reggie Rocket, by Raul Rodriguez. Who's that again? Is it his dad? It's his dad. The dad is straight, I'm pretty sure. Sandy Rodriguez, also straight. Common nuclear family. I don't know how they feel about their sons. Sammy Dullard. Oh, the squid. Oh, the squid. Gay. Scotty? I hate this. Oh, looking at these characters. I don't know. He's a little kid. I can't say. I'm going to assume sapiosexual when he gets older. Can't remember why I said that. Sherry. Ooh, Sherry. Ooh, Sherry looks like my life is ginger with her mouth fucking pushed up to the right place. I'm going to say straight. Sherry Chin. That's funny because she had no... Ginger had no chin and Sherry did, if you think about it. Sputz Ringley, gay. Sputz Ringley, gay. They're same character name?
Okay, I'm back. What's up? What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been listing off the Rocket cast of Rocket Power, whether they're gay, bi, or straight.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you give me a quick rundown?
I can't remember most of it so far, but most of them have been gay or bi, because, you know, it's kind of shit.
I mean, most everybody is now. If you're straight, I don't know what you're doing.
If you think about it, it's these millennials, you know.
Oh, these millennials and their hookup culture.
The Rhino, I looked up the Rhino. That is not Paul Giamatti in the new Spider-Man.
Well, then I don't care.
Yeah. I'll just have to skip it. Tito. Oh. Oh, brother. Oh,
he's Pan.
Volcel. He's Pan and Volcel.
I mean, that's me, so I
Trent,
totally identify.
Trent is goth. Reggie wanted to date him. I don't know.
Terrence Trent Darby?
Maybe. Trish.
Wishing well.
It's Trish. Trish.
Is that their dead mom?
No. She is often seen in the company of Sherry. So, gay. Come on. Let's be real here.
I don't know what's going on, Russ. Can we just get to the pizza news?
No, I gotta finish this. The fans are screaming for it. Twister gay. Violet Stimpleton. Straight. Okay. True. Anyway.
Okay.
Alan, please continue.
Russ, I've got something. I don't think you can afford this, but I can as a new...
I hate that now you're starting to wear around an Uncle Moneybags costume.
I'm bad and bougie, bitch.
You're like old-time rich. You're always, you know, on Mondays, you're wearing your pimp getup. On Tuesdays, you're wearing your Uncle Moneybags.
I'm always talking about East Egg and West Egg.
Yeah. You saw the fireworks over the bay and the lights on the distant shore.
The green light across the harbor.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember. I read that fucking
Great
book.
Gatsby. It's a very good book. I like it. Let's see. Industry Kitchen in the financial district took inspiration from nearby Wall Street for its indulgent 24-carat pizza, which costs exactly $2,000.
Pardon me?
Yes, this is a $2,000 pizza with gold on it.
Gold.
After the squid ink dough rests for 48 hours, the dough is solid black. It gets stretched and topped with Stilton cheese, 24-karat gold leaves, caviar, truffles, and foie gras. The result is a glittery and pungent pizza that is about as rich as the people who would be ordering it. Mm-hmm. It sold two of the pies since it was added to the menu in November. Yeah. What do you think about this pizza?
I think it's funny that eating gold is just a thing now.
I mean, because the thing about eating gold is that it doesn't taste like anything.
No.
It's just metal, and it doesn't, and I'm guessing it's fine to eat, because I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't kill you.
I could eat some gold right now. I wouldn't. I would.
This is basically that Chappelle Show sketch where he, says that he grinds up diamonds to put in his food so it makes his poop twinkle. It's basically that. Let's bring back Chappelle Show sketches in, did I tell you I got Dave Chappelle tickets?
Yeah, you did. You walked up to him and said, Jester, perform for me.
Yeah.
I'll swing around your big money bag.
Yes, and also I said, oh, do the Rick James bitch thing. I hear you love yes. that one.
Dance for me. While doing Rick James.
Where's Charlie Murphy? Here's something you might be able to relate to, Russ, if not money. Your drunken urge for pizza and wings explained by science.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, I want wings so I can fly far away from this place.
So, in a new study, researchers examined the effect of alcohol consumption on food intake in a group of mice. In what scientists called an alcoholic weekend experiment, they injected the mice with alcohol over 3 days. To serve as comparison, they injected some mice with saline over 3 days before. And they found that the rodents ate significantly more food on the days where they were injected with alcohol. They say that the reason why is it might be that alcohol causes a false starvation alarm in the brain. In other words, it may make the mice feel like they are hungry, and even though they are getting calories from the alcohol itself. Mm-hmm. So when you drink, it might be that your body thinks you're dying.
Oh, okay. So when you poison yourself, your body goes, God, we gotta put some fucking Cheez-Its in you, bitch. Get in
Probably.
There.
You gotta soak up all this poison.
Well, I'm constantly feeling like I'm
who
dying.
Who retweeted a picture of a fucking Cinderella girl licking a gun into my Twitter feed?
Why are you checking your Twitter feed on our podcast? That's very important.
Because this is important news. I gotta keep. First of all, one of the most funny things that happened was the time I got nudes in the middle of the podcast. So fuck off.
Okay.
And also because I gotta check the news. For instance, why is Trump?
You're just waiting for nudes from your sweeties.
I mean, that's always true.
That's
also true.
Don't play Mr. High and Mighty. You're rolling around in your money with your money sack, which you carry with you at all times.
It's true. I keep it in a pouch on my hip, like some sort of character in a video game that you could pickpocket.
Sometimes it waddles over because, you know, it's not a very trusty belt you have it on, and people call you Mr. Marsupial because you look like a kangaroo.
They call me Kangaroo Jack, actually, mostly because I'm rapping. But only in one scene in the movie. The rest of the movie, I'm normal.
At one point, he one of the characters tries to kiss and grab the boobs of a woman. Great film for children, in my
opinion. It's a good movie. Hey, why is Trump's inner circle wearing this pizza-shaped pin?
Oh.
This is a New York Post article, and it says, it's not a slice of pizza. It's a Secret Service pin. Mm-hmm. So I just like this article because I want you to look at this pin and tell me, do you think it looks like a slice of pizza, or is it just a fucking triangle? Are they just idiots and they think that everything that's a triangle is a piece of pizza?
Maybe journalism does have to end.
Maybe Trump is right.
Trump is right.
And maybe this is fake news.
Oh, God. Maybe everything is fake news. What if the... Hey, Alan?
Yeah.
You know how I think of this as a journalism podcast? Do you think this is fake news? Do you think Hogcast is fake news?
Ross, I think that one of the problems of the 21st century is the rise of junk data.
Are you saying Hogcast is information control?
What I'm saying, Russ, is that the internet is the town square of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that we need to create context.
And
we need the AI to do that.
What is it? Nobody can be wrong, so everybody can't be right. What is it again?
What? You exercise your right to freedom, and this is the result? All rhetoric to avoid conflict and protect each other from hurt. The untested truth spun by different interests to churn and accumulate in the sandbox of political correctness and value systems. Everyone withdraws into their own small gated community, afraid of a larger forum. They stay inside their little ponds, leaking whatever truth suits them into the growing cesspool of society at large. The different cardinal truths neither clash nor mesh. No one is invalidated. Nobody is right. Not even natural selection can take place here. The world is being engulfed in truth. And then it says, hey guys, it's time for some game theory. Huh.
What is it again? The S3 project? The simulation?
Selection for Societal Sanity or something.
It's a Selection for Societal Sonic Podcasts.
Think about it.
So I had a question before we got heavy, before people are just scratching their chins going, huh? What?
Yeah, what's up?
You know how Mike Pence ate some Applebee's?
Was it Applebee's? Yeah, he loves Applebee's. It was Applebee's.
Yeah. What would be his pizza place? Do you think he'd order would he go to Buca di Beppo?
I think he'd go to Buca di Beppo's too ethnic for him. I think he'd probably
it's too spicy.
Too spicy. Ooh, boy. Ew. This is the fires of Rome, spicy. I can't handle this.
I can hear Nero fiddling in the background. No, that's Trump just breathing on a napkin.
I think he honestly probably goes to Papa John's. Because first of all, I think he can relate to Papa John. They both kind of have the same eyeballs. Mm-hmm.
Do you think their
eyeballs are both kind of like some licorice gumdrops, like stuck in a little, like a head made of silly putty?
I bet he just, the first thing he does when he gets it is he drinks the cup of butter and goes, oh, delicious. It's my favorite taste.
I bet he probably does that.
Oh, this is my favorite flavor. The pizza's just too ethnic, as you said. He's like, oh, these red sauces are far too red for my taste.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Mm-hmm. Russ, do you got any Sonic news for me?
Oh, so a huge week for Sonic on all levels. Just huge. Sonic Mania confirmed for Switch. Sega threw them a bone. Sega does what Nintendo, which is make a good game for fucking Nintendo's own console, crazily enough. And they're allowing Sonic Mania, which they're allow my Sonic Mania to go rampant, but they're also allowing it to go rampant on the Nintendo Switch, and by which I mean it will gain sentience and try to kill you.
Yeah, that's true.
How many people do you think are going to be hit by a car playing around with their Nintendo Switch, like walking in the street?
Me.
Alan.
Russ, I forgot. The huge news that I forgot to put in here, but I had it bookmarked. Rumor, new Nintendo Switch Sonic game discovered in GameStop listings.
Pardon me?
I'll send you the link. Hold on. I remember this being passed around earlier this week. So somebody got somebody fucking hacked into the GameStop mainframe or something.
Oh.
A poster on Reddit shared a photo from his local GameStop store in Germany. And it highlights a lot of titles that Nintendo is preparing to have available for the Switch's launch, which assumedly could be the 19th of March, 2017. Mm-hmm. Two listings for Sonic are there. One says Project Sonic 2017 title, and another one is NSW Sonic.
Not safe for work, Sonic.
No, I wish.
K Kiss Sonic.
And what was the thing I heard some rumors of like something called Sonic Revolution earlier.
Ooh. I was going to ask you something, Alan. Yeah. This is my last aside because we kind of got to power through the rest of this podcast. But do you think the Nintendo Switch, now that it's a capacitive touchscreen, that there can be they can finally skip all this skin ship shit and just go right into kissing simulators for Fire Emblem and other games? Can I?
I think probably. I think the detail that that Mario's mustache has now, I think that's proof of that.
You think that's gonna be a huge factor, like a huge mechanic?
I think it'll be a big thing. I think you're gonna kiss that hat. I think you're gonna kiss the little skull man and Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Mario is going to kiss a real live human proportioned lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
And I think Sonic's gonna take that to the next step. He's gonna get to second base with a real life human lady in this one.
So I just heard they're gonna port Sonic 06 to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Oh, the new kissing features are out. I wonder why.
They finally got it. Now they can finally do it justice, and now it'll be the game that we all...
See, everybody freaked out about it, but I knew from the start it was just too ahead of its time. The technology wasn't there.
Yeah, I think it was Uncanny Valley, really.
And honestly, I licked my my Xbox.
And Russ, I heard that you called your lips your Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man.
It is uncanny, but not amazing. Or sensational.
They're pretty superior. They're uncanny, to be sure.
That's true.
Sensational in that I once kissed something and it melted. That's how I robbed a bank once. I kissed it in the window, actually. Ooh, oh, God. And melted. That's how glass works, right?
Yeah, it goes, ooh.
I'm sure a Spider-Man villain has melted glass before. Who's to say?
Yeah, probably like Mobius the Living Vampire or something. Morbius. Yeah,
Morbius? Morbius.
Morbius. Hit me up with this next Blade. Sonic news story.
Oh, Archie Comics snub Sonic for free comic book day comic. So when you're heading to your local comic book store and looking to pick up your latest trade of Howard the Duck or Squirrel Girl or, hey, some Valor comics. Was it Valiant Comics?
Yeah, Valiant.
Yeah. What is it? The fucking ninja guy? Who's that ninja guy from Valiant Comics again? I don't remember. Anyway, Cybaxer? Cyberoxer? I don't...
That's a Mortal Kombat character, Russ.
Are you thinking of Ermac?
Max and Irma?
Max and Irma. So you're going out there to get a trade, and you say, huh, I wonder if there's any Sonic-related goodies. Anything I can learn about this new Genesis Wave comic book that I've been hearing so much about? You know, getting the art of Tyson Hesse. Or, you know, seeing what's happening to Sally Acorn, well, too bad. You'll look like a fool. You'll look like a goddamn fool because you're going to be wanting a free one of those and you're going to have to pay up.
But instead, what you're going to get is Riverdale, based on the new hit TV series from the CW.
Oh,
it's a murder mystery. It's a murder mystery based
in
the Archie
world.
Did
you see the thing about Betty and Veronica kissing in Riverdale?
They do?
They do, apparently.
Oh.
So, they just did it.
Finally.
You've got my ticket. I'm going to pay money to go see it in theaters.
I mean, we've always been saying they should just ditch Archie, get together. And also, Jughead should just... Well, he's asexual.
Yeah.
Do you think he's Volsil?
Archie?
No, Jughead.
Jughead is asexual.
But he's a Volsil. Does that make him Volsil by default?
I guess. I think he still jerks off just to food, whereas a Volsil warrior like myself would never be.
He's losing his essence.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Jughead washes his hair? I don't think he does. I think that's why he wears the crown.
I think he uses burger oil. I guess his sweat at this point is just burger oil.
Yeah, I think that's why he doesn't need to wash his hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the Gamergate man.
And so why every woman in Riverdale wants him so bad.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. Archie,
we get the Jughead mindset? Can that be a thing we do? Jughead mindset where you just eat burgers and play video games?
Yes.
And you go to Pop Tate's Chocolate Shop?
Get really into anime?
I'm an old taco. Like that one famous panel from Archie Comics. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Russ, do you remember? I got a good character for you. Mm-hmm. I got a... Oh, no, wait. It's not time for a toot. It's time for Sonic Boom. We watched episode Sonic Boom. It was garbage.
Alan, you actively tried to get out of your brain. So this was one where they really took it to the fans. The all four
they
of them
hurt us
Sonic
personally.
Boom. I don't know, Alan. It felt like they were trying to zag, but it more felt like they tripped and landed on their own dick.
They tried to zag on us, but it was very bad.
They fell on their keys.
Yeah, it was an awful taper man who we never see the dick of, but he's introduced. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember what his fucking name is.
It's like
Marv. I'm gonna go with Marv. I know it's not Marv, but it's Marv.
Harmon.
Mark Harmon, the taper. He's yes. this awful glasses wearing nerd mm-hmm. taper that's Sonic's biggest fan.
Yeah,
and he is basically there just to make fun of us, and he complains about Sonic having blue arms. Just
you
like
know,
we
the
did.
Funny part, they tried to play us. And yet, they played themselves. You think about it.
Turns out, they played themselves.
Sonic Boom, we're your daddies now. I'm your dad. I'm coming in. I'm going to doctor your scripts. Can't help it.
It became Misery at one point because he gets in a very low-speed motorcycle accident with Sonic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then takes him to his cabin and then has him in a full body cast. Mm-hmm. And it's Misery. And he reads him some fan fiction. And he mentions it's like Sun Amy. And it's like, that's a cool joke for all of us adults.
It was a weirdly horny episode, too, though, I feel.
Yeah,
they spiced this shit. There was mummification.
Yeah, there was mummification. There was, like, forced food eating.
Yeah, forced food eating.
I mean, he explicitly said, I can't read these fan fictions. I need something family friendly. Not that one. And I flipped through, like, 10 of them. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
A lot of the poses.
Isn't
casts a fetish?
Casts are a fetish, I think so. Yeah.
Oh my god. Everything here.
Yeah, it was bad, and they were trying to hurt our feelings.
Yeah. They were trying to shame us on our fetishes, but guess what? They fucking zigged. We're like zagging 2 years from now. Like, you're so...
They get a little ziggy over here.
And we're a little 2008.
Ziggy, go back to the complaints department. Ziggy, get out of here with your fucking shirt and no pants.
I just want to say we're 2000. How did you know I'm not wearing pants right now?
Oh, you never are.
Yeah. Well, I'm Valsal, so it's okay.
That's true.
Nothing would ever happen to the quality of the podcast. But we're so 2008 and they're so 2000 and late to name our poet, I'd say the Hogcast beloved
poet laureate.
We are paying him. I PayPal him about $250 once a year.
They mean $2.50.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, same.
Alan keeps saying he's going to do more, but the problem is whenever he tries to go to PayPal, he always puts his big money bag on top of his keyboard, and it just puts in a lot of random characters. Can't afford.
Well, that's how I wind up, because that's how I actually become a pay pig. I just send my money to random people on PayPal.
But stop resting your fucking money bag on top of your keyboard.
Well, where else am I going to put it, Russ?
Granted, you do have a giant mechanical keyboard now.
That is true. It is glowing and pulsating in front of me right now.
It's like the keyboard that Tom Hanks danced on in Big. You've also paid an older woman to reenact the scene of Big with you. I meant bigger, like just a big woman.
Yes, a Steven Universe type.
What is it called again?
A giant woman.
Yeah, what do you call the fetish? Macrophilia?
Yeah, that's when you want someone. That's like a size kink type thing. Yeah.
Yes. But more specifically, like a giant woman.
I mean, yeah. All I want to do is get vored by you, a giant woman.
Once again, we return to vore.
Do
you think all fetishes begin and end at vore?
I think
it has
kind of
to be the
be
first fetish because
it's I think fetishes are a lot like a snake eating its own tail, snake voring its own tail, if you will.
No, but I'm being 100% serious here. All of the modern conveniences of our time have led to fetishes, but as humans, coming out of the primordial soup, as any species,
we've always had to eat.
It was the first.
We've always
fetish.
Had to eat. We've always been eaten by things.
Exactly.
So that's the that is why I think you're right. I think because early humans and hominids and monkeys or whatever that are using tools, they were getting chased by lions or whatever. And there's probably one horny monkey that was like, you know what? I actually am into this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he started risking his life more and getting more materials than the others because they kept getting at risk. And
because he was edging.
Yeah, they were edging. And eventually they became the most powerful and strong of the tribe.
And that's why I am the most powerful person in our friend group. Because I have the most kinks.
Also that you also have a big money bag.
I mean, that's true. Because that's how I got, how do you think I got it, Russ?
Alan doesn't believe in the modern banking system. He just keeps a big money bag around. I'm shocked nobody's ever confronted you or tried to take it away or...
Well, no. I mean, see, when I do want to get home from my long day of work and caressing my money bag, is I just pour it all out of my bed and I just lay down in it.
Yeah. Uncle Scrooge style.
Yeah, yeah. Doctor Whom.
Do you ever ask a woman to call you Unky Scrooge?
Well, I do. I do pay somebody to dress up as magic and dispel.
Try to steal your lucky dime.
Yeah, for some sort of incantation or spells.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was the name of the... Okay, we have to really get back on topic, but what was Darkwing Duck's girlfriend?
I can't remember.
We always talk about her. She a thought.
I mean, it's true. I feel like
she was
all
into Naked Duck too, though. Which
I mean, that, yeah.
She had a twins fetish, if you think about it.
Yeah. Did Gizmo Duck ever have a girlfriend? Or was he Balsa?
No, he's still single. So, Alan, you know, play your cards right with Gizmo Duck.
I mean, I could. Now, what's his real human name? Or his duck name, rather?
Isn't it Huey... No,
Lewis in the News.
Yeah. What is his name? It was like Laurent P... I'm thinking of Donald's weird, lucky, like Gladstone. What is it?
Fuck. What is his... Oh, God damn it.
I was thinking of Gladstone.
It's like Sheldon... It's like Sheldon something or other.
Any feelings on Gladstone Gander?
It's Fenton Crackshell.
Fenton Crackshell. How did you feel? Did you ever hear that thing about Launchpad McQuack?
No. Also,
No, please, let me just say it real quick. Did you know that the Launchpad McQuack in the DuckTales universe is different than the one in the Darkwing Ducks universe?
I did not know that.
They're Darkwing Duck and Scrooge McDuck do not live in the same universe. There's no Duckburg in the Darkwing Duck universe. The creator confirmed it. He said he is a fan of Silver Age comics and that it is perfectly reasonable and okay for there to be two of the same person in different universes.
This is so fucked up.
It's so fucked, right?
Also, Darkwing Duck's girlfriend is Morgana Macabre.
Macabre? Morgana Macabre?
I mean, Morgana Macabre. She's a sorceress and a girlfriend.
Okay.
She's got like weird. She's got like weird Bride of Frankenstein type hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you remember what she looks like.
I really got to post one of those you versus the boy that she wants to get with. What is that meme again? Oh, I'm so fucking mad.
You versus the guy she tells you not to worry about.
Yeah, and I'm gonna post Darkwing Duck and Nigga Duck.
If you don't do that tonight, I'm gonna do it. Do you want me to just do it?
Yeah, just do it, Alan. Anyway.
Now, what about Magic and a Spell? Magic and a Spell is way hotter than Morgana Macabre.
I agree, frankly. And I'm not, it's, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not into any of it, but there's no way in hell that Magic and a Spell. And she's got that fucking sexy, what's her name again? La Foray? What's her name? What's the voice actress's lady?
I forget.
Rocky the Squirrel?
Who?
June La Foray, is that her name?
I don't fucking know, Russ.
I don't
know about Magic and a Spell. I typed in magic and it took me to the Madoka Magic. Oh, fuck.
That's where you're trapped now.
Yeah. June Foray.
June Foray. Got that sexy June Foray pipe.
She was Rocky the Flying Squirrel and also Lucifer from Disney Cinderella. Mm-hmm. Russ, I've got a character you might like. Is it sexy? Who knows?
I don't think I'm going to like him as much as any character we've discussed in the last 10 minutes.
Probably not. But let's see. I've got Alex the... Well, how do you think this word should be pronounced?
Do you think they're going to be as good as Electrovolt from Darkwing Duck? Is that his name?
I don't know. Russ, how do you think this word should be pronounced? Alex the... What do you think this word is, Russ?
I don't know. Let me look at this.
Look at this.
Alex the Bathu Man. Bahamut? the Bahamut.
What do you think Alex the Bathu Man is?
His Megavolt was the name. Not Electroshock.
What do you think he looks like?
It looks like a fucking bathysphere.
You think he looks like a fucking splicer?
Looks like a fucking Big Daddy.
You think he looks like a... Oi, it's a splicer!
Oi, it's a splicer!
It's me!
Would you kindly
get off my Sonic Wiki?
why did they become Australian at the last minute there?
Oh, I don't know. All accents sound the same.
Alan! What is what? It? What
okay. Who's... First of all, Russ, you made the same mistake I did when I first found this page. It's Alex the Bat Human.
Oh.
Alex, he's one of my fan characters in Sonic, is what this article says. He first appeared in Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
I mean, he super didn't, and appeared in a lot of Sonic games since. He definitely didn't. He's 25 years old. He's captain in a Mobian Junta squad.
Oh my god!
If you can see him, he's pink, he has guns on his back, he's wearing a military, like, camouflage outfit, and he has, a camouflage beret.
Do you think Alex was ever a member of the Grey Wolves?
I think he probably is.
At what point you got cast out?
Dislikes romance, spending time with his friends, singing. Or likes. Those are his likes. He likes romance, spending time with his friends, and singing. Yeah. Dislikes when his friends are sad. Anything evil, his friends. Private Pete, Colonel Chester Hamilton, Sonic, Miles, Miranda. Knuckles, Amy, Shadow, Rouge the Bat, Sticks the Badger, Sonic Boom only.
Only in Sonic Boom.
Rivals, Silver the Hedgehog, Shaquille the Hamster. I'm assuming that's Shaquille O'Neal's hamster?
It's just like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. A rat started training a bunch of nuclear radiated hamsters.
A hamster started training a bunch of bats.
Book of mid-90s NBA superstars.
He started, and to defeat Aaron Carter, who was Shredder?
Oh, that's too good.
Enemies, Dr. Eggman, Orbot, Cubot, Crush, Rouge the Bat. Hey, ain't the same for all of us. Side, good.
What's gonna happen to Alex the Bat Human when his creator plays Metal Gear Solid 3? Then it's the mission, you know. There is something wrong.
That's true. His ability, skilled gunman. Hey, he does have skin.
Do you think Sonic's gonna be fighting Eggman in the 21st century, Alan?
I think allegiance has changed.
Yeah.
I think Alex the Bat Human is gonna go to space. He's going to see a vision of the Earth without borders, without any nations or ideologies.
Right.
He's a skilled gunman. Due to his military training, he can handle any gun because of this. But his weapon of choice is an RPG-7 rocket launcher, whom he named Rocket.
That's pretty good, actually.
I heard that his rocket launcher is performing at Trump's inauguration. The Rockets. Flight. Due to his bat wings, he has the ability to fly long distances. He can fly really fast, up to 80 miles an hour.
I'm not sure how bats work, but...
That's not how bats work. They can't fly that fast. Alex is a really good fighter, being able to use his fists as weapons when he sees it necessary. He can knock out creatures bigger than him, which makes him rather strong.
It's true.
He was born in Station Square as the son of Rick Cleveland, a human, and Gwen Cleveland, a bat. Because his mother is a bat, he inherited her nose, muzzle, and wings. When he was 16, he stated he wanted to serve in the army. When he turned 18, he was approved for military duty and joined a squad of the Mobian Junta. And in his year serving in the squad, he quickly worked his way up to the rank of captain. He met his best friend, Private Pete, along with whom he built up a strong bond. Eventually, he was assigned to stop Dr. Eggman from reaching the space colony Ark, but was bothered by Shaquille the Hamster along the way. Eventually, after the world was saved, Alex continued to serve in the Mobian Junta to this day.
Do you think that nobody ever said Sonic Adventure 2 takes place in the Mobian, in Mobia or whatever it's fucking called. Mobius. Second thing, do you think that he's, serving with a bunch of, full, a Mario Odyssey effect where it's, this one little Batman is,
is running around in a world of full-size humans?
Yeah, full-size humans, commanding them?
Do you think that his dad is like a full size human, his mom was just like very tiny bat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, breaking news, Russ.
What?
Callie will be back in Splatoon 2.
Ooh.
We all thought she was dead.
Callie is fucking dead.
We thought she was dead because she didn't show up in the video, mm-hmm. and everybody assumed that because we all picked Marie over her. Russ, which side are you on, Russ? I meant to ask you this before.
I'm a Callie person all the way.
Really?
Yep.
You fucking suck.
Actually, you suck.
Marie's the best one.
Marie's good, but Callie is strong and powerful and has a pure heart that starves for friendship. So, yeah.
Well, she's back. She's not dead. We all thought she was dead.
Naturally.
But she's not. So, fuck. I just know you like her because she has twin tails, you fucking weeb.
Oh, come on. Cut me some fucking slack.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who never cuts us any slack?
Well, if you're not gonna cut me any slack, I'm gonna cut your sack. And I'm pulling off my katana, and I just cut your fucking money sack, bitch.
Oh,
look at, your jiggling and jiggling quarters fall into the ground.
Russ, that's not my money sack. That's my sack of Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Oh, God, I forgot there was an important Chuck E. Cheese news story.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, breaking news. hold on, what?
We're a fucking hour and 15 into this episode, and it won't stop. This is why we need to record more, because it will
wind up with
content like this.
Oh, God, where is this? Fuck. Oh, God. Hold on. I remember the Chuck E. Cheese story, because it's something Alerchin told me. There was a guy that was, yes, here
is
it is.
There a murder?
Man kicked out of Chuck E. Cheese after accusing employee of watching porn. Alerchin used to work with this person, apparently. The guy who works at Chuck E. Cheese now. He was described as a 17-year-old wrestling aficionado who was apparently just caught, like, a family saw him just watching porn on his phone. They went to the management about it, and they're like, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find it to help us fix the machine, so we walked up to the doorman. The doorman was on his phone, which was in the drawer. We walked up behind him, and we saw him watching porn. Alyssa Rivas said the management was literally laughing in our face. Mm-hmm. Let's see, where's the quote they had from the guy? The young man, who was 17, was watching a wrestling video, not porn. I could see how the guest, looking from behind, could see that and think that could have been porn. Mm-hmm. But it was based on a misunderstanding. I think this guy was watching Lucha Underground.
Yeah,
he's probably watching all these beautiful Japanese ninja assassins break Pentagon Jr.'s arm.
Right.
And somebody else is like, this is pornographic.
Yeah.
Vampiro is screaming.
Maybe he was reading the fanfic where Taya doms Johnny Mundo.
I mean, maybe it's the fanfic where Matt Stryker and Vampiro jerk off in the desert. So apparently they spent up to $500 for a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, which, like, are you guys good? You spent $500 for a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese? It's 2017. What games do they have there?
Yeah. You gotta get
your kid a fucking Wii U or something, or a Switch. Yeah,
get him a Wii U.
Get him a Wii U before they just
ruin their birthday.
Yeah, get him a Wii U. Get him to play Zombie U.
Yeah, get him play Zombie U, and then Star Fox Guard. Hey,
God,
why not?
Star Fox just do something. Our fans, our awful fans.
Our awful, awful fans.
Phone Eating Bear said, "Why haven't you put me on the schedule? Me to get alcohol."
If you want to get us alcohol, Phone Eating Bear, I'm down.
I mean, I'll put you on the schedule for you to get alcohol if you want.
Yeah, if you get any alcohol, you're invited to my house. You want to play some Windjammers? I can play Windjammers.
Rusty, you keep talking about your fucking retro pie.
I'm a Raspberry Pi guy now. Everything in my house is a fucking Raspberry Pi now. It's all DIY, baby.
Russ, I heard when you moved to Portland, they replaced all of your electronics with, like, Raspberry Pis that had, like, little pinwheels attached to them and shit like that.
Yeah, my phone is now just a naked Raspberry Pi with, like, a Rock Band speaker, a Rock Band microphone in the USB
plugged
port.
Plugged into the USB, yeah. Rory asked, how do you beat the heat?
Mm-hmm. How do I beat the heat?
It's summer there in Australia, isn't it?
It is. I usually winter. I summer. Where do I summer in the Poconos?
Is that Hey Russ, do you know where the Poconos is?
Yeah, it's in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Oh, okay.
It's and
because I didn't know. I was trying to tease you.
Yeah,
you didn't know either.
Eat cold Philly cheesesteaks. I say no hot peppers, just cold peppers, and yeah. And eat peanut chews.
Rory also asked, I got pizza last night, but it seems people in this house only care about getting the sides. Is this bad? Now, do you think he meant the sides of the pizza? Or do you think he meant sides like wings and like breadsticks and stuff?
I think they're talking about sides. Like they got super frustrated about breadsticks and cheese breads. And
sometimes, Russ, those might be the best thing you can get at a place, depending on where you get pizza at.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I'd agree with that. I don't know. Maybe secretly they were talking about their side pieces. Like the pizza became a metaphor for their various relationships and the people they're having an affair with on the side.
Get a load of this fucking 4chan guy over here trying to Trying to pull some,
maybe by sides they mean like the sides of Astro Pizza where they're keeping the prisoners. If you think about it.
Yes. Now, Russ, what do you think is the best side to go with the pizza?
Ooh.
We don't talk about sides a lot.
That's a spicy question. I like cheese bread because I am who I am.
I love cheese bread.
Cheese bread's sometimes better than the
CC's cheese bread is probably the best thing at CC's.
Sadly enough, Little Caesar's cheese bread, usually better than
that's
the pizza.
Best. Yeah, that's better than pizza. Pizza Hut's wings, better than their pizza.
Yeah.
Their boneless wings, fantastic.
To be honest, in a little spaceship. The funny part about their boneless wings is that they're not that far off from, like, buffalo-flavored or Panda Express orange chicken.
Well, you know what? First of all, I'm coming out against buffalo chicken. I think it's bullshit.
You don't like buffalo?
No, it's too sour. What is it? It's like battery acid.
Yeah, it's like cayenne pepper deliciousness. You're being a bad friend right now.
Russ, here's something I like. I like sour things, and I like spicy things. I don't like things that are sour and spicy.
Yeah. Hey, what about this, though? What if you had a pepper and a warhead at the same time?
No, that's what fucking buffalo sauce is. It's gross.
Well, okay, like vinegar. Eat buffalo sauce first, and then do that, and you'll realize how wrong you are.
Well, no, you know what I like? I like spicy and sweet, which, first of all, if you go to Taco Bell and get one of their double-stack spicy and sweet tacos, those are fantastic.
I had one of those. It tasted just like a taco. I didn't get any of the sweet.
What? It has like, a really sweet, like, some kind of sauce on there. It's sweet sauce.
I thought it was, like, a mango chili thing that they were going for, but to me it just tasted like a taco. Like
I think maybe you didn't get enough on there.
I got all three of those, and none of them really tasted like anything. Oh, one last thing I need to bring up. This is what happens when we don't record a podcast in a long time. The chicken McGriddle is a real thing, and I've eaten it, and it's on the menu.
I saw a picture of the chicken McGriddle. I'm disappointed, because, Russ, do they have the Southern-style chicken biscuit where you live?
Yes.
Is that just a regional thing?
Yes, they do have it.
Okay, here. It looks like the thing that's on the chicken McGriddle isn't that. It looks like a McChicken patty.
Now, it's part of our local... I don't know if it's across the country or anything, but there's the McPick 2 for $3.
That's occasionally a thing.
Yeah.
That is a thing. I think that's a permanent thing, actually. But it's
one of the items available right now is the McPick 2 for $3 chicken McGriddle. But clearly, since it's $1.50, they're going to be using the subpar chicken. The McChicken chicken.
That's so bullshit to me, because the Southern style chicken that they put on the biscuits isn't half bad.
Yeah.
It's like the chicken they put on, like, the fancy chicken sandwich.
Right.
It's actually better than that most of the time, I think, because they step down the quality of the chicken they put on the... Like, if you get the Bacon Clubhouse or whatever the fuck that sandwich is, that's garbage. It used to be good.
Yeah.
It used to be, like, anyway. Number 7 or 11 or whatever the fuck. Hey, Russ, 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'm half Mexican and half white, so I get my KFC at Taco Bell.
Oh, I love how 100% clean comedy our podcast is now.
We should have done it. Why didn't we fucking do a 100% clean episode? I talked about doing this before and we forgot about it.
I think it's because we're too horny right now.
I mean, that's me all the time.
Well,
do you think Dan Nanan is horny?
Oh yeah. I think he's incel, though.
I think he's definitely incel. Didn't he quit his job at incel?
Yeah, incel. Anyway.
Did I ever tell you about my theory that I think Dan Nanan is kind of like the closest thing we'll ever get to Reign Over Me? Because he, like, 9/11, like, changed his life in a really weird way.
Yeah.
Like, and instead of just playing Shadow of the Colossus, he became, like, a stand-up comic.
Yes.
Like, a very bad one. How do people pay him and we don't get paid?
I don't know. Maybe I have to get into clean comedy. You know, Russ, what?
I think we need to go back. We need to edit out all of our curse words. I think we need to go back and we need to put in more. I'm gonna start putting in more references to my race and being multiracial.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that's what people like. Obama says it's fucking hilarious.
It's so funny. It's so good.
So I think that's what we gotta do.
Have to talk more about.
I'm gonna buy a Tesla.
About sleeping with drunk women?
No, I've never drank. The joke is I've never drank, so I don't never wake up to anybody that looks ugly, but I can't say the same for some women, which is implying that Dan Nanan sleeps with women who are drunk and then they wake up and they realize he's ugly? I think that's what he's implying.
I guess he's implying
sexual assault. I don't know what his joke is.
He's rich. He can't be ugly or commit sexual assault.
If there's one thing we've learned from this presidential election, it's that that's true.
Yeah.
Is that you can't do crimes if you're rich.
Also,
I think Dan Nanen probably has never actually had sex.
No. He's probably held a girl's hands once.
I think he probably did away. Because he was like, yeah. He's like, listen, let me hold your hand. I work for Intel.
I know a thing or two about microchips. Oh, God.
And they're like, oh, and she's like, oh, Microchip from The Punisher? I love him.
He's so great. I love his beard mustache combo.
And then he's like, oh, I don't know what that is. Punisher is too raunchy for me.
I only like, the only superheroes I like are Scratchy the Cat. What is his name again?
Scratchy the Cat.
What is the cat with the Superman powers?
Fuck, you've got Crypto the Superdog. Oh, fuck. God damn it. I can't remember the cat's name. I know the Green
Archie?
Lantern cat. Oh, God, I can't remember. Streaky the Super Cat.
Streaky the Super Cat. Not Scratchy. That's a Simpsons character.
God damn it. That's Supergirl's pet cat that was given superpowers by an unusual form of kryptonite. That sucks.
No. Yeah. Well, anyway. Why were we talking about Streaky the Super Cat?
Because that's Dan Nanen's favorite. Who's the most clean superhero?
I'd have to say Streaky the Super Cat. I couldn't think of anything. Superman's fucked. He's had kids before.
Now, in Grant Morrison's run in Animal Man, an alternate gray furred Streaky made a brief appearance as one of the pre-crisis characters that will return to reality by Psycho Pirate's Medusa Mask.
Animal Man's good.
Grant Morrison needs to stop, I think.
Oh, really?
I think Grant Morrison needs to stop.
What else? I was trying to think. Who? Matter Eater Lad?
He
Legion
might...
of Superheroes?
Batmite?
He never pooped out the thing. He turned it into black matter or something.
Isn't that like the fucking pet from Futurama?
Nibbler? No.
He eats stuff and like poops out rocket fuel.
Gonna find out. I'm sure somebody... They've made so many fucking comics these years that they've had to explain what happens to Matter Eater Lad's shit. Poop.
I feel like, you know what, I feel Martian Manhunter might be, like, the cleanest superhero. Do you think that?
Who?
Martian Manhunter?
Wait, what if, would it be Red Tornado because he's a robot?
Oh, it's probably Red Tornado.
Yeah, it's probably Red Tornado.
Red Tornado is built by Intel.
Oh.
Red Tornado is just Dan Nanen.
He
quits his job working for Dr. Tio Moro.
You might be thinking, what about the Vision? But the Vision's fucked. It's psycho fucked with the Scarlet Witch.
That's true. The Vision is psycho fucked. And doesn't the Vision have kids?
The Vision currently has kids.
The Vision has kids and like a wife.
I'm pretty sure Red Tornado has never had kids.
Wait, didn't he have a family in like in fucking Young Justice?
Well, right now. No.
Something happened in Young Justice. I can't remember. Only things I remember were that the Queen Bee lady, Beyonce, was gay with Beast Boy's mom.
Wow.
And that Beast Boy got his powers from Miss Martian's blood transfusion. And that Miss Martian, spoiler alert for Young Justice, Miss Martian was actually a white Martian, it was revealed, and not actually a green Martian, and that's why she was never returned to her Martian form. Because her Martian form is a scary white Martian. Bad Martians.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's not actually related to John's.
How did Matter Eater Lad fit into this? How did the Legion of Superheroes... I fucking hate the Legion of Superheroes. We can't get into that now. Alan, your Twitter is still Action Alan.
Yes, your Twitter is still Piss Goblin.
Yes, we have an Amazon link on our website, which you can access at escapefromthe.city or kaka.zone.
Or holocast.com.
Yeah.
The Twitter account for the podcast is at holocast.sa.
Yeah. And just rate, subscribe on iTunes. Help us out.
Hey, share it with a friend. Share it with your mom. Share it with share, yeah. share it with some
the share, folks, if you're a sweetie or have sweeties.
Hey, Matt, why don't you burn this on the CD and give it to the Pope? You're going to be giving him Undertale.
Yep.
Do you think Dude Law Pope would listen to our podcast?
Yes.
Do you think he would play Undertale? He'd
be like, oh, these young Fall Cell lads waiting for us. They're not Americans.
I mean, I think first of all, the Pope is Fall Cell, so you definitely appreciate the show.
Young Pope especially.
I think he is pagan, so I don't know.
The young Pope is pagan.
Oh, I'm just saying that the Catholic stuff is basically pagan. So. I'm thinking of anti-Catholic things.
Taking them down a step.
My family's Catholic, I can say this. Yeah. I don't like these candles.
Like candles. I don't like sitting in a booth. Let alone a confession.
Hey, this is like revolutionary girl Utena. This is like the Black Rose.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.